Let's get right into the Word of God. In the scripture that Brother Orville was in the 23rd chapter of Joshua, the 11th verse, take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. In the 6th verse, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. Now, this is the instruction, and I want to follow the instruction. Brother Orville, this is what brings joy, peace, and happiness. This is what brings contentment, and this is what brings rest. Now, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and he's not talking about the people out there plowing and planting and gathering in the grain. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. Now rest as this means, people. Rest is what, that's the definition of peace. So as we study together, I want you to listen carefully at the scripture. Now, I would that all of God's children could have peace and contentment and this great consolation that comes from this peace and joy in our heart and lives. I would like to pick up some scripture that makes us understand more perfectly what it's all about. In the Bible, you find an unrest. There is an unrest in the Bible. We see it in people's heart and in their lives by searching through the golden pages. And we will pick up some of that. I want to get over in the old Bible. I believe we'll start in 2 Chronicles, down about the 15th chapter. I want you to listen at this great man, what wonderful instruction we can find in the Bible. Now, in this first verse, in the 15th chapter of 2 Chronicles, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. Now, the Spirit of God came upon this man, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judea and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while ye be with him. Now, my friends, if we understand this, and surely we can understand this, the Lord, now the Spirit of the Lord was upon this man, and the Spirit of God called this man to speak. And he spoke unto Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. And he said unto them, the Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, if we will accept this as individuals, and if we can believe that God hasn't changed, that he's still the same God today that he's ever been, friends, we understand then that God is with us today while we're with him. And we understand today, if we seek him, and we could use all the time with a whole heart, with a perfect heart, wholeheartedly, if we'll seek him biblically, may I just use the term biblically, Friend, he'll be found of us. And if we forsake him today, God hasn't changed in him, is no variable, neither shadow turning. If we forsake him, certainly he will forsake us. And we cannot have peace. We cannot have this rest forsaking him. All right, in the third verse, for a long season, Israel has been without the true God. You see, God had forsaken Israel for a long season. Now, friend, I'll tell you what. A few moments is a long season with me when God forsakes me. Now, I'll not get into the years and months and days here and hours and seconds. But for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God. Now, Israel was God's people. And for a long season, they had been without the true God. And without a teaching priest. And without law. God had even called his priests from them. They, a long season, they'd been without a teaching priest. Friend, we need more teaching priests in our day in which you and I live. We as God's people need to be taught the 66 books. We need to be taught that hid from the wise and prudent. That's noted in the scripture of truth. We need to be showed that by a teacher that the Spirit of God has come upon. So now, my friend, now listen. The fourth verse. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Now, God said his people would pour out a prayer when he sent his chastening upon them. Now, you think about God's children are going in their way. And many of them are still trying to praise the Lord in sin, living in sin. And I know, Brother Orville, you didn't have to tell me. I know what people like. I know what gets in people's pocketbook. I know what causes people to really support certain things. But my friend, I love you. I don't love your pocketbook. The love of money is the root of all evil. Friend, I love you. I love your children. And if you don't see and understand that's sapping your life and causing you to not have peace, that is causing you to have this unrest, friend, this is what you need to know about. You need to thoroughly understand it. Because if you can shun that, that's called taking your peace from you. Friend, listen, it'll be easy for you to seek the Lord with a whole heart. But until you find yourself and find that's cut you off and caused God to forsake you, friend, listen, you got to understand where you're at. Hosea said in Hosea 4:6, he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Friend, if you don't know what's causing you to feel like you feel, if you don't know what's causing you to not be happy, if you don't know what's causing you to have this uneasiness in your life, friend, listen. Now I want you to listen. He said, but when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Now, I'd have to take all the time, and I couldn't cover the scriptures with all the rest of the time, to show you how they had to turn to him. And how they had to seek him. But now listen to the fifth verse. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. Now you think about such a time. Now bring it down to an individual. We have people that they don't have, there's no peace to them now. When they go in or when they go out. Friend, listen, there's just no peace in their life. Now, I desire that all of God's people have perfect peace. Nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. Now, when God forsakes a country, this is the way it is. When God forsakes an individual, my friend, this is the way it is. Now, all nations was destroyed, and nation was destroyed of nation. Now, won't you look at our country today? And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Now, who did this, Brother Orville? Was it the devil? You see, my friend, this is God's doing, for there is no power but of God. Romans 13:1. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Now, if you just work the work of God and do that, in other words, if you just work out that God's working in you, your work will be rewarded. So, my friend, I'd like to take up a lot in that chapter. Judah makes a solemn covenant with God. That's what it's all about. They made a solemn covenant with God. Now, in their trouble, they did turn to God. They seek the Lord, and they seek him with a whole heart. But I want to go further. Let's go into the book of Psalms about the 29th verse. I want you to listen. 29, let's get the 10th verse. I'm headed to the 11th. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now, if I just know this one verse, I might think, well, God said it. Now he's under obligation to bless me with peace. You see, God will bless his people with peace. But my friend, there's a condition. There's conditions laid down in behalf of this. Now, while in Psalm, let's go to the 34th chapter. I want you to listen. 34 down about the, I'd like to read several verses here. I'm headed to the 14th. Let's cut in at the 11th. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now, before we can have this perfect peace, we've got to be taught the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Now Peter said to him who loved life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips to speak no guile. Now in the 13th verse, keep thy tongue from evil. You see, why Peter was really quoting from this very chapter. Now listen, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You've got to seek peace, my friend. Well, you've got to know how to seek it, you see. Now, in Psalm 27:11, I believe it is, David said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. You see, your enemies and the lust of your flesh and the lust of your eye and the pride of life is the worst enemies you've got, my friend. And you need to know, you need to be taught the way of God. You need to be led in a plain path that you might be overcomer, that you might overcome your enemies. Now listen, back in this scripture in the 34th chapter, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Now, if the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, just turn that picture around. You see, we've got to see both sides of the coin. He said, and his ears are open unto their cry. Now, who gets the attentive ear? The righteous. Who is the righteous? They're the people that's doing that is right. They're walking uprightly. All right, the Bible said that God said he wouldn't withhold any good thing from those that walked uprightly, you see. So that's what it's talking about. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. See, my friend, to do evil turns the face of God against me. Now, if God's face is turned against me, now that's the reason Solomon in 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, you see, and seek my face. Now, friends, when God turns his face away from us, that's it. You can't pray. You can't have peace. You don't have this rest. So, my friend, now listen. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. What a God, what a loving Father we have. Now that's our loving Father, that's our merciful Father. It's our compassionate Father. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. Now who's he hear? He hears the righteous, my friend. Why, you can't be deceived if you just let the Bible speak and you obtain enough mercy and find enough grace to believe what the Bible said. Now listen, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. All right, now, who's he here? Here's the righteous. Who is the righteous? You have to spell right before you can spell righteous. It's that person that's doing right. Now, what does it take for me to be noted in the sight of God, not man, to be doing right? I've got to be a walking in the scripture. Now, David said, order my steps in thy word. Listen, my friend, I've got to be a walking after the footprints of Jesus. I've got to be a following after the law of God. Now, listen at it carefully. Now, who will God deliver out of his trouble? The righteous that cry unto him, and he'll hear them. The Lord is nigh unto them that are, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Now, if this is true, if I don't fit in this category, will God hear me? Will God deliver me? See, my friend, will God give me peace and joy and rest? Now listen at him. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and safe is such as be of a contrite spirit. Now listen. Many are the affliction of the righteous. Friends, why are you doing right? God didn't say you would not be and have affliction. He said many are the affliction of the righteous. But thank God you've got the next phrase, and you know it so, and you accept it with reverence and godly fear. Listen, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Just keep doing right, my friend. You got to be willing to suffer. Just keep doing right, and the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Now then listen. I believe we'll go from there. I'd like to take up that entire chapter. Let's go into the 37th chapter. I want you to listen. While we're in Psalms, let's pick up this 37th chapter. In the 32nd verse, let's get the 29th verse. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The people that's doing right's the only people you're going to hear talk about judgment. Now, the people who's got sin in their life, they don't want judgment to be mentioned. They hate that word. They hate the thought of it. But the righteous, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Now there it is, friend. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. All right, I believe we'll go on down to the 37th verse where it started. Mark the perfect man. Now we're taught in the Bible to mark them that cause division contrary to the doctrine that you've learned, and avoid them. But now, friends, you're to mark somebody else. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. And behold means to look upon, watch them. And behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Now if he endures unto the end of that man will be peace. But if he turns, if you're reading with me, Ezekiel 18, or Ezekiel 33, if he turns from his righteousness, the end of that man won't be peace. See, if I didn't know all the Bible. Friendless. For the end of that man is peace. Who, the end of what man? The perfect man? The upright man. You see, the end of that man is peace. Jesus said, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, I'm not talking about going to eternal heaven. I'm not talking about being delivered up to God by Jesus Christ in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Friends, listen, the entire body, the entire family of God, the church will be delivered up to God by the Lord Jesus Christ, but many of them will go through the fire first to have the hay, wood, and stubble burn out of their lives. Now listen, all right, well, bless God. While we're in Psalms, we may not get out of Psalms. I'm looking in the 122nd Psalm. I want you to listen. This is wonderful, people. In the 122nd Psalm, let's get out about the, no place to start, is it? Let's start about the sixth verse. Let's get the first verse. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let's get to the fifth verse. For there are set thrones of judgment. Now, friend, in the house of the Lord is set thrones of judgment. The thrones of the house of David. Now the sixth verse. Now watch it. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You see, my friend, it's God's will for you to pray for the peace of the local assembly where you belong. It's the will of God for you to pray for the peace of each home. I had a question asked me the other day. What about, do you believe it's right to pray for the unsaved? Well, I said, of course. But you've got to pray to God in their behalf. It's God that quickeneth. You're to pray for them. But friend, your prayer don't do it. It's God that quickeneth. My friend, now listen. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. That means you. Friend, listen. God forbid. Why, one of our deacons, I've got so great a blessing out of his prayer. Many be the time. He'd kneel, and before he'd get off of his knees, he'd pray God for those that was to be born. Friend, and you don't have a prayer life if you don't pray that kind of prayer. If you don't pray for the sinner, if you don't pray for the unborn, I'm talking about that person that's unborn naturally. And I'm talking about that person that's unborn spiritually. You're not a praying person if you don't pray for those people. But listen, friend, you need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem too. Now the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And if the church, those that's doing right in the church, friend, if they would pray as they should, friend, God, he can do all things. And I'll tell you what, friend, listen, when there's not peace, perfect peace in a church, my friend, when you read in the Bible of Jerusalem, you can just bring that on down to your local assembly if it's a place where God placed his name. Listen, friend, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Now they shall prosper that love the Lord. I don't care the crowd, the world, and listen, the weak can watch them, and they can spread a net for them. They can dig a ditch. They can build a gallows. But my friend, just as sure as God's on his throne today, they shall prosper that love thee. Now listen. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Pardon me. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be with thee. For my brethren and companions' sake, apostrophe, sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Friend, I love that. Now listen, my friend. God is still on the throne. He hasn't changed now. Now, do we want peace? Do we want our fellow man to have peace? Do we want our county to have peace? Do we want our state to have peace? Do we want our country to have peace? All you people that's heard the debates, you can see that we don't have peace, very much of it in our country. Yeah, let's go back. With this close, let's go back to the 120th Psalm. I want you to listen. In the 6th and 7th verse, said, my soul hath long dwelt with him that hated peace. You see, friend, you've got to have patience to dwell with people who hate peace, don't want peace, or I'm stirring up trouble, causing that breaks peace. I believe we'll get to the third verse. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Listen, my friends. He's talking about the lying tongue, if you're lying lips, and the deceitful tongue in the second verse. The seventh verse. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Oh, my friends, it's pitiful that we've got people in the world that don't want peace. They're not satisfied with peace. And they're all time causing trouble. They just cannot be satisfied with peace. Friend, now listen. In Isaiah, let's go into the book of Isaiah. I want to pick up some. In Isaiah, let's go on down to the 48th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I want you to listen. In the 18th verse, he said, now listen at him. He said, let's get 17. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. You see, God teaches us to profit, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Now, if we'll go this way, the way that he leads us, brother, we'll have peace in our heart and life. And we'll be for peace, not war. 18th verse where it started, oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. There it is, friends. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thank God, my friend, all I've got to do is just remember that if I will keep the commandments of God, friend, my peace will be as a river. And I like to think of it like this. You can just look at the Tennessee River down here. Friend, they can build a dam, but they can't hold the river, you see. It'll back up, it'll cover the territory above the dam. And my friend, it don't make no difference how large, how high the dam, how wide the dam, eventually she'll run over the dam. Now here's the peace, if I'll keep his commandments. In the last verse of that chapter, there is no peace, saith the Lord unto the wicked. My friend, I'm going to tell you, there is no peace, saith the Lord unto the wicked. All right, I want to go to Proverbs 3. I want you to listen. And Proverbs, the third chapter, let's pick up about the second verse. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Now, what's going to add this? The first verse, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. It's my commandments, my friend, that lengthen thy days and gives us long life and peace. My friend, do we love peace? I want to ask you a plain, simple question. Are you for peace in our country? Well, listen, friends, when you say you're for peace, this means something. You set a mouthful and you say you're for peace. That means you're against every false way. Now then, let's get to 17th verse while we're here. Oh, you need to read all the way from the 13th on through the 17th. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. My friend, there it is. It's wisdom. All the ways of wisdom, my friend, her ways are pleasant, and all her paths are peace. A friend, when you follow the path of wisdom, all of her paths are peace. Thank God you, all her paths, not part of them. So, my friend, now listen. Let's go back into Psalms. I want to go to Psalms 119. I want you to listen. 119, 165. Brother Horace King, he used to quote this. All the people, I know all the people at the Eddie Baptist Church can quote this verse. Brother Horace used to quote this often. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And that word offend means cause to stumble. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My friend, in the book of Isaiah, I want you to listen in Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Listen here what he said in the third verse. He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Did you get that? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Now here it is. Brother Horace loved that verse. I've heard him quote that hundreds of times. Listen, my friend. Do you love peace? All right. Friend, if we love peace, friend, we'll be a seeker and we'll be for peace. Now, I like to think about a scripture like this. In Proverbs, again, in Proverbs 12, down about 20. I'll tell you, I get there, I believe it's 20. Yeah, listen. Now I'm talking about a person, a fool, is different from this. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. Now, friends, you don't have peace if you like this type of peace. But to the counsel of peace is joy. Now, there is great joy to the counselor of peace. To that person, that daddy or mother, that son or daughter, that member of a church, I don't care who he is, there's great joy to that counselor of peace. So, my friend, Jeremiah, I like to be... In Jeremiah, I want you to listen. I want to listen at this great man. He's a lover of peace. Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, down about the 14th verse. I'd like to pick in at the 10th verse. But let's go on down on count of the time, God. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now, Brother Orville, and you, Brother, tell the church at Eddy, all right, you'd rather tell Marshall County, and you'd rather tell the state of Alabama if there's no peace, and you'd rather say that there's no peace, people. There's only one peace. And my friend, listen, peace is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. My friend, I want you to get this. In Jeremiah 8 chapter, let's look at a verse in 8:15. Listen to what he said. We look for peace, but no good came. And for a time of health, but behold trouble. All right. In Jeremiah 7, while we're that close, let's get 7:25. I want you to listen at him. He said, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants and prophets, daily rising up and sending them. Now then listen, friend. Why was he ascending? Daily he sent them. This man loved peace. And God loved peace. God was for peace. And listen. And I said that. I need to give you a lot of scripture to show you where he turned brother against brother. Brother to cause. And Jesus said, let's just get Jesus in Matthew and Luke. He said, suppose ye that came in the word to bring peace. He said, but nay, in Matthew, but a sword. In Luke, he said, but nay, but rather division. My friend, listen. So if we don't understand all the scriptures, but my friend, really, in the individual heart and life, God gave you peace. In me you shall have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. God's blessing be upon you. Are you for peace for our county, for our state, for our country? God, if you're for peace for our country, you've got peace in your heart and life. God's blessing be upon you.